And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Burwell head coach Luke Gideon, who joins us. Coach, I know that as you came into this season, you've got some kids that are stepping into some new roles. You're filling some spots that were left by graduation from a year ago. Just talk about that process. Now that we're a few weeks into the season, do you feel that some of those kids are starting to grow into those positions for you?
Yeah, as a coach and what we've been through and throughout the years, I think this group is a group that I think for the most part we're getting a lot better. You know, offensively we're trying to maybe still kind of find our identity a little bit, but I think we're improving each week. No question the effort was there, especially last week. I thought our effort was there. We just came up short in a few areas, but I think our kids understand what we want them to do and what they need to do. And, you know, they want to win too. So, and they're used to winning. So, you know, with all that being said, I like this team and I like the direction we're going.
Coach, is there an area of the team that you feel has really shown significant improvement from week one?
Yeah, I think our defense has come around. We got guys really playing hard on defense and trying to get to the right spots. And we've played a couple really physical football teams, a couple football teams that have had a lot of speed. And so we've had to be able to adjust to that. And the defensive side, we have more than the offensive side. So our defensive has played well at times. Our offense just hasn't been able to maintain our drives and keep our defense off the field. So if we offensively, we get a little bit better, we're going to be a pretty balanced team.
Coach, I hear other coaches talk all the time about communication. And I know communication is important on defense, which was what you were talking about, on the offensive line too. Do you feel that that has improved for your kids as you've had a few games to play through the season now?
Yeah, I think they're coming around. We've had, you know, offensive linemen the last 2 years where, you know, we graduated those guys that they were all starters for 2 and 3 years. So these guys have always been behind those guys. And so, and then we lost our center the very first game we played in. So we actually are down to our second string center, which he's been doing a really good job for us. But it's just the communication with those guys up front that we've got some younger guys. We just have to work in that area and keep getting better each week and maybe simplify some things a little bit easier so they can understand it. So we've really been working in that area to make sure we get things done up front, because we feel we got some guys, our quarterback, that, you know, if we give him just enough time, he's very accurate and he's a really athletic kid. And then we got guys who catch the ball too. So if we can get those two to work together, those two areas, offensively, we sure can be better there.
I know that the mental approach is really important too to the game of football, just concentration. And I'm sure with new kids, some younger kids coming in, I'm sure that's been important. How do you coach that, Luke, or can you coach it when it just comes down to concentration sometimes?
Yeah, I agree, and I think that's something that's every coach thinks about. And for me, I think this is my 23rd year of coaching, so that I understand that, and I know how important that is to our team, that concentration, because, you know, in the end, it's all a reflection of me. So that's something I take very serious and make sure our kids are able to communicate, and more than anything, they're confident in what they're doing, because I think that confidence brings out a lot in an athlete or a kid who understands what he's supposed to be doing. And, you know, it makes a huge difference if he's out there and knows what he's doing instead of just kind of reacting what you think he should be doing.
What's been the main focus in practice for you this week, Coach?
We're working a lot offensively. We feel we're not too far away from, you know, kind of getting back where we need to be. And we just feel that, you know, we're right there on the edge. We're just making some small mistakes, which is just part of the game. Maybe mistakes we usually don't make. I mean, I felt we've done a good job of taking care of the football this year. I think we've only had one turnover so far, so in 3 games, which, you know, that we always pride ourselves on that. But just taking care of a few just little detailed things offensively, I think will help us out and make a better offensive football team.
Coach, a final question. Your thoughts about your opponent, Ansley Litchfield. Talk about them a little bit, and what are the keys for the Longhorns?
Well, for us, it's always usually comes down to turnovers. We don't like turning the ball over. We always feel that if we can win the turnover battle, it gives us a chance to win any game we play in. We feel confident that we're a good football team. We feel confident. We're used to winning. We like to win. And but, you know, Ansley, Kurt Gohonik, their coach over there, he's a good friend of mine, and I know him well, and so he's going to have his guys ready to play. And we know we're going to get their best shot, too, and they kind of pride themselves the same way we do over here. So I think it's just going to come down to, you know, us being able to sustain and sustain drives, and our defense could play like we've been playing, and, you know, I like our chances.
Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with us for our pregame show, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brent.
That's Coach Gideon joining us on our pregame show.